A Day in the Life of a Young Sheffield Steelworker in Victorian Times. I, Mr. J.E. White, found that the youngest working children are to be found making cutlery. Girls as well as boys sometimes begin at 7 and even 6 years old, and one boy, whom I found at work, had begun at 5. When I asked how the workers get to work, Mr. T.B. Hawksworth, steel manufacturer, stated that the workpeople live near or on the premises. And Mr. Alfred Ibbotson, steel manufacturer, told me that file-cutting work is chiefly done in the houses of the workers. When I asked what people wear at work, John Smith, age 15, said, "The boys in the rolling mill often get burnt legs. This wears their trousers, but does not hurt them much. They wear leather aprons for heating steel." I spoke to a number of workers about the hours worked. In the iron and steel works, the hours are moderate, being 60 hours a week. A period of 12 hours less stoppages is the established rule each day. But there are often no regular hours, sometimes working from 6 in the morning till 9 at night, and on Fridays until 9:30 to finish for Saturday, but not working much at the beginning of the week, maybe only half a day on Monday according to the work. Workers learn their trades in a variety of ways. It remains the general custom for children and young persons to be employed not directly by the manufacturer, but as apprentices or servants to the men who work by the piece. Robert Newbert, age 15, told me, "I'm an apprentice to the tilter until I'm 21. I've been with him a year and a half or so. I live with him and get my meat and my clothes, but no wages. That's the usual way." I talked to both owners and workers about the conditions and dangers they face at work. I found that grinders are liable to frequent pain and sometimes serious injury or loss of eyesight from the mites or sharp particles of hot steel which fly into their eyes when grinding. Some wear glasses, but I did not notice many so protected. A fellow worker takes the mites out with a lancet or a sharp pin. I found that in the grinding wheels worked by steam power, the engine stops at dinner time for an hour, but not on Saturday. Martin Heffrin, aged 11, said, "We never worked in the meal times. The man was very kind to us. I have to live badly, and if I have no dinner, he always gave me a bit. I worked in the crinoline factory once. There we worked in as breakfast half hour and our dinner hour, and we were forced to, whether we liked it or no." I asked how the children spent their time after work. Robert Newbert, age 15, told me, "I get some play after I get home and have me dinner." Whereas George William Ross, age 12, said, "I can read and write. Father sets me to it sometimes in the evening, and if I don't feel tired, I can do as much as I've a mind to. Some days I feel so tired I can do nought at all. There's a night school sometimes, and I always go to it when it's open, and I go to Sunday school on Sunday afternoon." It will be sufficient to say that in the large works, generally the wages are very good. Few boys get less than 3 shillings a week, and some up to 5 shillings. The clergy and schoolmasters complain that great moral injury results from the high wages earned at an early age, making children independent of the control of their home. However, in some branches of work, such as cheap cutlery, where there is competition between the small masters, wages are much lower, as low as 1 shilling a week. The words of one young boy working at the John Brown Steelworks tells us a lot about the life of young working people in Sheffield in 1865. William Henry Ray, age 10, said, I shove on at the rollers. I don't know how old I am or how long I've worked here. Stay at work till 8 at night and sometimes till 10. Have half an hour off for breakfast and an hour for dinner. No wonder that boys sometimes fall asleep at their work, stumble and fall when the metal flooring gets hot and slippy, get burned or pierced with red-hot iron or steel, or otherwise suffer for their supposed negligence. This shows an amount of overwork of young boys which is truly fearful.